There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
The boundaries which divide life from death are at best shadowy and vague. Who shall say where the one begins and where the other ends? The boundaries of life and death. Where is one beginning and where other is ending? Sometimes very difficult to say. Every death is the beginning of the new life, and every life ends in death. But it seems continuum. The pilgrim is traveling. It is the journey of consciousness. Birth and death are but different stations. It is the journey of perfection. They say in the scriptures that the cause of rebirth is desires. If all desires are destroyed, then there is no further birth. It is the unfulfilled desire, the unquenched thirst that leads to a new journey, a new birth. And every birth is an attempt to fulfill those unsatisfied desires. So the goal of a yogi is to get rid of all those unwanted desires. Every desire leads to agitation. Every desire leads to disturbance. Every desire causes upheaval. In the calm and the limpid lake of mind, desires are ripples. A pebble is thrown and ripples are created. It depends upon the intensity and velocity with which the stone is thrown. So yogi's mind is free from all the unnecessary clutter. Spiritual life is the life of decluttering. Spiritual life is the life of house cleaning. There is a party. First guest, second guest, third guest, fourth guest, fifth guest. Guests are coming. The house was so clean. But the entry of the first guest, and he sits on the sofa and he moves the table. The second guest, he takes up one bottle and keeps it at other place. The third guest, he throws open the window. The fourth guest, he walks with dirty feet inside the house. Then the other guest, he owns the music. Then another guest, he says, let's dance. And they start dancing. The host is there up, still sleeping. It is going to be a party. And then the host comes and he finds so many guests and he joins them. They are all friends. And then the grand feast, the party ends. The house is polluted. And now the house cleaning work. That's the journey of soul. So pure, so beautiful, so speak and span. And then the guests start coming. Things are scattered, become clutter, and so much garbage. Purity is the process of house cleaning. Purity is the process of realignment. Purity is the process of getting rid of garbage and dust. Purity is the process of getting rid of the past. Purity is the process of dying alive. And when you die, the world becomes dead for you. Aap mare aur muhe mar gaye. We listen to this phrase time and again in Murli. If you die, the world doesn't exist for you. At present, there is fear, the hidden fear, what the world would say, what this person or that person would say. That fear is there because spiritual death has not taken place. Spiritual life is a new life, to which the old has gone. The old is dead. The past doesn't exist anymore. And you turn a new leaf of life, where everything begins new. Spiritual life is the morning. The night has gone. The dark, dark night. The gloomy, gloomy night. The night of fear, the night of sorrow, agony, and suffering. So just as every morning is new and everything is so fresh, the birds singing, the sun arising, the whole nature, the five elements are so fresh, and there is light. In the darkness of the night, there is fear. Fear of thieves who arrive stealthily. Fear of guests who come uninvited. Darkness is catalyst for vices. Darkness creates the desire to succumb to lower forces. Light brings a desire to give up everything that is low, mean, and rise up. Light brings the desire to climb up, to fly, to move up, while darkness pulls the soul down to flesh. Soul touches the flesh and falls down. Soul is detached from flesh and it moves up. So, a spiritual life should be a new life. Every moment should be a new moment, just as every morning is new. Spiritual life is new life every day, every moment. You wake up from sleep and you begin a new day. So also, every moment feel as if you have woken up now. The dark is gone, the night is gone. This is the morning for me. It is not good morning, it is God morning. So, dying alive. Die to everything that is old, everything that is past. It is not about it is good or not. Whatever it is, good or bad, whatever it is, virtuous or sinful, whatever it is, the most charitable and the worst, the most sinister, whatever it is. Life is the process of going ahead. Any desire to possess anything leads to sorrow. No matter what you want to accumulate, anything you want to accumulate leads to stagnation. You want to accumulate name, fame, glory, money, wealth, relationships. Forget these things. Even the desire to accumulate charitable deeds, even to desire to accumulate good habits or punya. Anything, all desires and all accumulations, they lead to stagnation. If death comes just now, what you will say? Wait, I have to do seva. If death comes now, what you will say? I have to do Amrit Vela. I have to listen to Murli. If death comes now, what you will say? Only the one who has no work to be done is ready. If you have many works to be done, you are not ready. A man gets so tired of life and he says, oh death, where are you? Come and take me. And suddenly he finds a hand. He said, what is this? Death says, I am. You just remembered me. Man says, what days have come? A poor man doesn't have right even to crack jokes. All accumulation is death. All possession is death. All desires lead to stagnation. All desires are the stunting of consciousness. So stay ready. Wherever you are, with whatever you have. The desire to progress, the desire to go ahead, that's a good desire. But at the same time, God has taught us to remain ever ready. We see that Brahmins, when they fall sick, they become very unhappy. Because they say that, now we cannot do seva anymore. There's a fracture. And person is so restless. What will happen to my seva? What I will do? It takes long time to accept new disease, new ailment. It is not just the emotional fracture. It is not just the physical fracture, but also the emotional fracture. Physical fracture may heal with your caste, with your immobilization, with your treatments and your pills and other things. But emotional fractures take long time. Because the first principle of fracture is immobilization. And emotions never get immobilized. Something or other is happening all the time. Or even if nothing is happening and there is a bandage, you go and open the bandage and see how much wound is there now. The bandage is put. A doctor says, now come after 2 days. But there is so much restlessness to see what is happening to the wound. After every 15 minutes, you want to see, oh, it's healing or not healing? It's healing or not healing? It's healing or not healing? The very process becomes an obstruction. Even in the physical healing, what to talk of the emotions? Somebody has hurt you in the past and you want to review it, revise it. In crime stories, they create scenes, crime scenes. So you want to create that hurt scene again and enter into that darkness. There is so much internal and strong desire to relive the pain, the suffering, the misery. On one side, person shouts, oh, free me from the darkness, the suffering. I don't want sorrow, I want happiness. But the same person enjoys. Open the wound and see, open the wound and see. Again and again and again and again and again. What is the percentage? What is the rate? How fast it is healing? I don't know whether he has given good dressing or not. Let me recheck. The doctor appears furious. So you want to check the rate all the time. Rate. A wife says to her husband that the neighbor has died. And the cause of death is a rise in the rate of pulses. Man says, what? Her husband, how can the inflation leads to death? Wife says, I have seen the death certificate. Husband says, what? What was written? She says, high pulse rate. So die. Old memories. Don't open them again and again. Don't keep on opening the file. You have kept the file on the desktop. The app is there right now. Right in front on the front page. So every time you look at your mobile, you want to open that file. And the moment the file is open, hurts, wounds, sufferings, miseries, sorrows, so many things, and you want to revise them. And people enjoy revising them at Amrit Vela, so that they become all the more firm, deeply rooted, uninstall all the old memories. So die to these old memories, die to old relationships. What these relationships have given you. Why create unnecessary new relationships? The old ones are already there, dragging you. old ones are already there. The cartload of old relationships are already there, and you think of creating new ones. A wife asks, what a man gets after he dies in heaven? The man replies, fairies. Then she asks, what a woman gets after she dies? He says, monkeys. So wife says, oh, what a sorrow. For man, here also fairies, and there also fairies. And for woman, here also monkeys, and there also monkeys. So don't begin a new relationship. Whatever they are there, they are enough. Enough of the monkeys around. Don't make friendship with new monkeys. I want to make you my sister. I want to make you my mother. You are very good brother. I want to make you my brother, special brother. Friendship request. Our everything matches. Let us become friends. Don't create. Don't invent. Don't even think of. Whatever they are there, existing ones are okay. Existing confusion is enough. Existing confusion is tolerable. Don't move into the arena of new confusion, new disturbance, new monkeys. Die to past relationships, past hobbies, past aims, past desires, past ambitions. A religious mind is the non-ambitious mind. You cannot have worldly ambitions. On one side, you want to become leader and take part in politics. On other side, you want to come to God. It's not possible. You have to choose one. You want world or God. Worldly ambitions and worldly desires, they create the sense of worldliness within, and they drag you down. Then, new thoughts, new speech, and new actions. Then new manners, new mannerism, new behavior, new etiquettes, new nature, new sanskar. Create this and get rid of the old etiquettes, old manners, old mannerism. The whimsical mind. Everything that is old. Everything that is gone. New drishti. New vritti. You look at the world with a new vision. Everything is so new. Every person is changing. The wife is no more the same as she was last day. The husband is no more the same. The person who is next to you is no more the same. He is changing. Everything is changing. The world is changing. The atmosphere is changing. The world is a series of change. Every thought is changing. So move with the change. Be the change. Yeah, resetting the memories. Formatting. So many viruses, zombie viruses, have entered the system and they have corrupted the system. Spiritual life is the formatting, uninstalling. Everything that is old, the past, the dead, the sorrowful, the dark, the mean, the cheap, the low, the poor. Come out from the spiritual poverty and move into the world of spiritual richness and spiritual abundance. The existence is rich. So, this is real death. This is real dying. Whilst in this body, Madhachi Meetsavyalo Apuli Apotiyalo, I have taken birth from my own womb, the womb of Gyan. Om Shanti.